Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, and yes, still loud and clear at an AM 1570 in Towson. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road this week. We're going to be up at Gunpowder Lodge. I think that's still on the county side of Harford County, South Kingsville, North Perry Hall. We'll be with Danny Santoro, my pal JR. Maybe eating a lobster roll as well as a crab cake. Probably talking a little bit of soccer as well. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have some Raven scratch-offs. Still have a handful of these to give away here this week. Be getting into some new scratch-offs as we get into November as well. Our friends at Goodwill, where we remind you, it is Halloween season. We did a little pumpkin thing with our friends at Wise Markets the other day. Talking about pumpkin pie. But I tell you what, it's Halloween, which means Goodwill's got it Dutch covered if you need a costume. And last but never least, Window Nation, our friends, 866-90-NATION. Put the windows in, buy two, get two free. They're phenomenal. I have a special guest on the program this week. John Martin is on business responsibility. He's on assignment, as they would say in the reporter's world, here to represent all things Maryland Lottery and to talk about new scratch-offs. And I get to do a little sports wagering update as well. Doug Lloyd is here from the Maryland Lottery. Always good to have him aboard. He does his hair up, fixes himself all right, and prepares himself. What's going on, brother? Good to have you back on the program.
Oh, man, we got a lot of things going on. I gave you a little sneak preview before we came on here. You know, Ravens is moving along. We've got a lot of things going on with the scratch-off ticket. It's got $100,000 top prize. We've only had one of those won so far. However, on our $2 scratch-off ticket, we had another one of those. Prizes was claimed, $20,000. So there are three of those left. So they are going quickly. If players are looking to get into it, they got to get out there.
It's like a Willy Wonka thing. There's only so many magic tickets, right?
That's right. And, you know, sometimes they'll go very quickly, and then we may have one that just hangs around waiting for that golden ticket to be found. And the other thing that's going on with that is we've got our second chances. We've been marching our way through the football schedule as well as our second chance schedule. And we just had our third Ravens second chance drawing. Folks are checking these non-winners in online for a chance to win.
I tell people when I give them to them, I'm like, Don't be upset if you lose. You go back into the competition, and there's all sorts of really cool stuff for second prize, right? Second chance.
That's right, yeah. So we picked our second finalist. This person's qualified, so they win $10,000, and they have a chance to win season tickets for 20 years. So congratulations to Thomas Barker from Laurel. And then we actually picked a special prize this time. We had an away trip to Jacksonville, so this will be just after the Thanksgiving holiday.
We have a winner?
Yeah, we have a winner.
I've been talking about this for 6 weeks. Who's going to Jacksonville?
Christopher Norby from Columbia, Maryland is going to be our lucky person in the hot seat. So it's him and a guest, and then they'll be flying on the team plane. And, like you said, I think you can swim at the stadium. So I'm going to tell you.
I've been in that pool in the upper deck. I could show you a picture of me in that pool back when they opened it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. Lots of great prizes still out there, too. We're always giving away cash prizes. We're always giving away season tickets with each of these drawings. So look out for that. And then Pastor Cash really hit its stride last year with our head-to-head competition. We're having a lot of fun with that this year. What happens with this is folks get $5,000 for being picked, and they have a chance to win an additional $5,000 on the field.
It's been a great football season. I mean, I know it's been a little choppy for the Ravens, but I have been glued to my television watching playoff baseball as well. I got a little Padres fever going on right now. So I've been watching a lot of sports. But I would just say on the football side of things here this year, I went up to Perryville, took John Martin's advice here as we're opening all these places. And he always says, go see it for yourself, you know, gamble responsibly, obviously. Todd Heap was with me on Sunday. They opened the Perryville Hollywood Casino. And that's family friendly now. So, you know, you wager outside. It's just a restaurant on the inside. Delicious food, big screen TVs. The Ravens didn't have a happy ending. It went pretty well for the first, 58 minutes or so. And then it kind of fell apart there the last couple of minutes. But we're at a different time, right? Like, you've worked at the lottery a long time. And I think I've talked to you about this. This was something that for what you did, bricks and mortar, where you were, tickets, coming online. You've been there a long period of time, but this is a whole new world. My buddy Chris at Fremont Station sent me a note, said it's coming soon. He hit me earlier this week. So it's here and now. And I think, when you get up on a Sunday morning like I did, I stopped at the Waffle House. Shh, I did. On the way up, because that's what I do when I go north. And we went up to Perryville. It was 11 in the morning. I felt like I was in Vegas. I felt like I recognized this a little bit. And this is something that I saw the excitement. I saw people coming in. I saw men, women, you know, gambling, having a good time, but going up, placing their bets. Some people were doing parlays and different things like that. But we're in a different world now. And I, you know, I'll give you a little chance to expand upon that. But certainly for what the lottery used to be and for what it is, this is a little bit of a rocket ship, the sports wagering thing that is catching on. And people are talking to me all the time about mobile.
Well, you know, we're getting close to approaching our 50th anniversary, and I've been taking a little walk through lottery history recently, and it's just mind-blowing when you look at the different concepts that we have marched out over time. You know, there was a time where the pick games did not exist, and there were some federal regulations that had to be dealt with before we could have pick games. And then when instant games came out, people really kind of reacted both positively. Players loved them, and negatively, because people were a little worried about the instant nature of how people play. So it is really interesting to watch how these game concepts march out. We don't always really know what shape they're going to take. You know, we've got our new fast play games, which, you know, I wasn't sure that they would be a big hit, but they've really worked out really well, and players are reacting really well to those. So this is a new territory for us. It's very exciting to be a part of it. And I know, you know, the players that have been waiting around for it, very excited that they have the opportunity to enjoy their sports and enjoy this new concept as well.
Well, you know, when I hand lottery tickets out, I mean, people have all sorts of opinions one way or another about gambling or not gambling. And I really thought about this, and I haven't even said this to John yet. So I'll just drop this one on you, because I did mention it. Tom Cole and I were talking about this on the air last week at Fadley's on the Crab Cake Tour. And I don't know why it occurred to me, maybe because we're in football season and I actually sat in a casino and watched the game, you know, a real Ravens game in real time, tweeting with Todd Heap on stage, with people getting autographs, have people coming up to me talking about being in my march in New Orleans. And I signed a couple of books. It was a good time. But it kind of occurred to me that the gambling that's going on football, as I sat in the and I watched people come in, I watched them got machines, the you know, making their bets, and I thought, these people were probably doing this illicitly before, or had a street bookie, the online, you know, all these other things. And I'm thinking, how did that help anyone other than maybe organized crime? You know, and I started to think to myself, John was on last week and talked about almost $1 million in the first month that went to the state. That's tip of the iceberg. Only a couple places are open. We're not to mobile. To think about how much money was being lost and how organized crime in this country works, I'll let everybody Google that and look it all up. The fact that this is, and I say to John, on the up and up, and that you go and do it, and there really is a benefit, the schools, the tax base, roads, bridges, good things in our that people were doing anyway. I just, it's turned me a little more psychologically on it now that I've not participated, because I didn't even bet on anything, but I would. I'm going back on Friday for another event with Dwayne Starks. But I would just say this is the beginning of something that legitimizes something a lot of people were doing and having a good time doing, and also brings to light issues about do it responsibly, you know, don't, but people are doing it, and it's now on the up and up, and it's the first time ever, I've been on the radio 31 years, that it's sort of reaching me in a way that I want to talk about it out loud with people like you, and saying that every month we're going to have a number that goes back to the state, where back in when I was, my dad would bring home the little pool cards from the Bethlehem Steel back in the 70s, right? We've evolved in that way. And the lottery is the oversight of this. And I think that that's a good thing. I just want to say that out loud, having participated a little bit.
Well, and that's possible too. Now it's a legitimate avenue for some of those folks, like you said. And you know, now we've entered that time period where people that didn't engage in that are now looking at it and saying, this is something I can do and have a little bit of fun with. I think it's very easy to get overwhelmed, you know, kind of have your eyes gloss over when the announcers start talking about the handle and things. If you're not, you know, familiar with these concepts, it's a lot of detail, you know, figuring out the over and the under and the plus.
I thought I should have bet the under early in a game. I was kidding with people in a casino. I'm like, is it too late to bet the under? And they're like, you can get any action you want at halftime if you want. You know what I mean? Right. So it really does keep it interesting if you're into wagering. I'm in a casino. I love to play blackjack. I love to play crap. So, you know, this is just a different thing where you feel like you might have an edge because you feel like the Ravens are going to win this week against Cleveland or that they're going
to
lose.
Right. And so it's a lot of fun to explore the different concepts. And I would urge all the players to realize there is no hurry. You'll always have a chance to try it and a different way to try it. And, you know, just have a little bit of fun with it. And of course, you know your limit before you start.
I got out, had a good time with it. I'm encouraging folks to, you know, if you're going to do it legally, do it responsibly, and come on out and have a good time with it. Maybe even have some of those delicious chicken wings and those little, little sliders that I was eating. It was fantastic. Doug Lloyd is here. He's with the Maryland Lottery. He's been my pal for a long time, helping us out, giving away cool life. If you've ever got any cool lottery swag for me, hats, shirts, things from him, Roz, make sure we got these scratch-off tickets. We're going to have these this week at Gunpowder Lodge on Friday and into the future, November, December. You know we're doing the Crab Cake Tour because I can't get enough. I've turned the Crab Cake Tour into, hey, can I get some oysters? You know, can I try a lobster roll? So for the big jackpot this week, and that's when the lottery comes to some people when they're at Royal Farms or when they're at Wise Markets, and they see, man, my wife saw both of them at $500 million. We had a big winner last weekend, but the jackpots have been bigger than usual this year. We had an over $1 billion jackpot. And I think that just sort of stimulates certainly my wife. I have to stop every time I'm going out of the Royal Farms. I turn around. I'm like, and she's in the machine. You know, I mean, she loves to play the big jackpots.
Well, yeah, so they're certainly cycling faster. You know, we're still getting up to significant levels and then they're, you know, leveling off. Somebody's winning these things. So, yeah, it's important if you watch these jackpots not to wait for them to get to 700 or $1 billion. They can happen at any time. And that, in fact, happened this last
week. Dude, if I hit for 50 million, would I complain? Honestly, it doesn't sound like much when it's on a number and it just says 50 when you're going into the ROFO. But like, I could do okay. You get 50 and $100,000 winners here. That's a big deal. When you $20,000, right? That's a big deal. $20,000.
We actually had some really interesting wins recently with our pick five game. We had a couple people. I had a couple of these pulled for you here. A couple guys that won $50,000 and they're happy with that. Both auto related. Somebody played their odometer. Another person played some tag numbers that they saw. I believe he said he even played a tag number of a car that hit him. And $50,000. It wasn't you. And the big one here, I'm saying, working my way up to it here. We had a gentleman from the Prince George's County area. This story just hit our webpage. Shady Grove Beer and Wine sold this ticket. Actually, several tickets. This gentleman says every time that he plays 21 tickets with the number 82466. I don't know if this will ever happen again for him.
82466. I'm trying to think of what the. Okay, it must have been some badge number or something.
I don't know. Yeah, so 21 $1 wagers.
Well, 82466 may have been August 24th, 1966.
It could have been. And
I played 10-14-68 then. Then you
it worked
know.
Out 21 times. He won $50,000. So just over $1 million. Won on a recent pick five drawing. So you'll want to read about that. You can head over to mdlottery.com to check it out. Works really well, though. If you want to try our pick five game, we have a Halloween contest that's running right now with our pick three, pick four, and pick five tickets. If you have a dollar's worth and you check them in online with our second chance, on November 2nd, we're going to be picking five winners of the, let's see, I think it's five winners of $10,000. So look out for that.
All right. So listen, I have never done this. If you're watching out on video, Doug and I, if you made it this far, I'm going to share my screen right now and I'm going to show you a behind the scenes. This is my wife right here. She doesn't even know I took these pictures. You know, I turned around, I pulled my phone out and I have pictures of her putting the see, 454 million. You see that?
Yeah.
At the time that's what she was. That's my wife playing the games. And so I'm not making that up. You know, she really does do this.
Well, Ness, you got to make sure she's seen the new holiday scratch-off tickets. They just hit the retail shelves. We've
peppermint.
Got a nice
you know, that collection. Makes me hungry for peppermint ice cream. That does. I'm not lying.
Well, it makes me hungry for winning. We've got lots of great prizes out there. You can win up to $100,000 on our $10 scratch-off. We've got these really cute penguins,
hey,
too.
Whoa, hold on. I want those. Can you tell Roz next scratch-offs I want the chillin' penguins?
You want the chillin'? Okay. We got you down
here. Chillin' penguins.
Now, the other thing, this is sort of like the secret menu of our holiday games. We've also got our Game of Life scratch-off ticket that's
I've seen
there.
The commercials for that. That looks fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game concept if you like this. This is one of my favorite games to play. And, you know, we've also got a scratch-off ticket now. It's got a chance to win up to $1 million on this scratch-off ticket. And those and our holiday scratch-off tickets all combined together for one of our second chances. You can put them in, and we're going to have weekly drawings that are going to kick off on October 24th. Every week, we're going to pick five winners of $2,500. And we're building up to a big finale here. On January 10th, we're going to pick five winners of $25,000, as well as five winners of $2,500.
All right, look, I've done a whole lot on pumpkin this week and pumpkin pie and pumpkin spice. It's very, very controversial, but I love Halloween. This is one of my favorite. You know what? The Ravens get the game over with on Thursday night, right? Get the whole weekend. I'm thinking of going over to Goodwill and working on an Aladdin Sane type of thing, like a David Bowie thing. I'm working on that. My son recommended that, and I thought it was kind of cool. Although I was sitting at Nacho Mama's on my birthday last Friday. I did the show at Fadley's in the morning, and then my wife and I went for Berea tacos. And I'm sitting there watching baseball on Friday night, and a guy came up to me, I swear to a young guy, early 20s. He said, "Hey, man, I'm a musician. Has anyone ever told you you look like Geddy Lee?" And I'm like, so my wife now says I should get a bass guitar and walk around and pretend I'm Geddy Lee. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but you guys have a Halloween promotion as well, right?
Yeah, that's the Halloween, and we mentioned a little bit with the pick five. Pick five is a great option for it. It works with all of our pick games. If you have $1 worth of our pick games, so you know, you might be a person that plays 50 cents of pick three. If you get two of those 50 cent tickets and check them in online, you'll have a chance to win in our drawing that's happening on November 2nd.
Halloween,
and it works with pick four as well. And like I said, pick five, we're having a lot of fun with greeting those winners. If you want to try the new game, you got $1 worth of tickets. You can use it to win the $10,000 prize. And this is win or lose. You can check these in as soon as you get your ticket for a chance to win Halloween.
Doug Lloyd is here from the Maryland Lottery. He is helping us all pick winners here and certainly talking about all the – did we cover everything? I've been in casinos this week. My wife's bought jackpot tickets. I'm giving away Raven scratch-offs while they last. I only have a handful of these left up at Gunpowder Lodge. And then you're going to get me chilling with penguins for the win. Perfect. I got my turtleneck on. I mean, it's cold out in the morning. I got my pumpkin spice. I'm feeling, you know, over at Rofo. I'm feeling all good about myself.
It is the season, right? Lots of holidays, lots of pumpkin and peppermint, and a lot of fun prizes to give out. And football. Football has been, you know, although you might not like the results, but these games have been exciting. The Ravens, certainly, they've got to figure out some things, you know, out there on the field. You know, division right now, tied for number one, and we've got to work on holding that.
Well, as a guy that covers the Ravens now, is not necessarily in the stands being the fan and going from 100,000 feet, I would just say they've made it interesting for me to write about them and talk about them.
Oh, definitely.
No doubt about that. I mean, it has been every week, win or lose, you know, it's soap opera for us. It's why we love it. It's why we gamble on it. It's why we buy tickets. It's why we do scratch-offs. We love football, and it's been a great season. I mean, maybe Thursday night football I don't like so much, but the rest of it I'm fine with, you know.
At least you're not Al Michaels and have to talk about it for several hours. Al's going to become his own meme after the next Thursday night game, I think.
Well, I think he's allergic to touchdowns. Doug, I appreciate you, man. We'll see you, I would say, next time, next week. I think Seth's coming on next week. But either way, it's great to have
anytime,
you aboard.
Anytime.
Hey, I don't want anybody, you know, telling Martin, like, John, who? We didn't miss him at all this week. So we'll have a good time. We'll get John Martin back on the program.
Hey, you're gonna have to talk to him about his Guardians. They had a heck of a season. And really, I mean, to see a $52 million payroll do what they did.
You know what? I'm going to rip him now and say that, you know, he took this week off because of the Cleveland factor.
Yeah.
Hey, I was rooting for them. I'll just let you know. They were playing the Yankees. Whoever is playing the Yankees is my team.
Agreed.
Which, that's really hard when it's the Astros, isn't it? Aren't we supposed to not like them?
Well, we got Trey Mancini to kind of swing things for us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have my Tony Gwynn jersey. I broke it off mothballs, and I put it on enough to make it stink and have to wash it once or twice this week, which is like I haven't had it on since like the All-Star game in Washington 3 years ago before the plague, right?
Yeah.
So it's given me a chance to dust that off. And even though I'm wearing the red and white Coons right now, the Phillies colors, I mean, the Phillies and the Padres, that's a nice little
– Yeah, exciting. Very exciting.
It's different than Astros, Yankees, which we're used to these teams seeing some new blood, man. That's like, it's like the lottery. You like new winners, right?
Well, it's making it interesting. And, you know, hey, everybody root against the Yankees. I know we have some Yankee fans here at the office, but I just can't get behind it.
Yeah, Yankees fans in the office. I bet they're really pleasant this week.
Well, you know, they're the team of destiny, right?
It's insufferable until they lose, and when they lose, they disappear. I know how that rolls. It's like Steelers fans. Doug Lloyd is here from the Maryland Lottery. We'll be giving away some Raven scratch also while they last. He and Roz are going to set me up with some chilling Penguins into November and December as we move to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Pappas next month. I'm setting up several different, like, new locations and cool places where I've never had a crab cake. But, of course, we'll be back at Costas and Fadley's and Conrad's and our sponsors as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, reminding you, play responsibly this weekend if you're out doing your thing in football time, and have a good time with it, and even a little baseball action going on for the Yankees and the Astros this weekend. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Crab Cake Tour and BaltimorePositive.com.